We go to our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, for an update. Dr. Bill, this is you've taught me this term in the past. It looks like we have training thunderstorms coming through our area.
Yeah, what we have now is sort of a feeder band. This is a line of showers and thunderstorms that tend to work the way up into the center of the storm, in this case, Ida. Ida is now located just southwest of Jackson, Mississippi. And this feeder band now is kind of moving through Mobile County, and it has some very heavy rain, and it'll be crossing the bay and into Baldwin County a little bit later. But some of these feeder bands have produced tornadoes over the last 12 hours or so. And this is going to be something that we expect to happen, and today, tonight, and even tomorrow. The storm over near Jackson, Mississippi, now continues to draw moisture in from the Gulf. And that's a very unstable atmosphere, and as a result, we continue to see these heavy showers and thunderstorms. So that's what's going through Mobile County right now.
Yeah, looking at this, this feeder band, is this it? Or when this one moves to the east, does it get replaced by another one coming from the west? What do you expect?
Yeah, we'll see some more of these lines of showers and thunderstorms that will develop and kind of stream on up, right up out of the Gulf and circulate up toward the center of the storm. And but right now, Ida has continued to lose strength. It is now a minimal tropical storm with winds of 40 miles an hour, and it will become a depression very shortly. It'll continue to track to the north or slightly east of north, and move on up through northern Mississippi through the rest of the day and then into Tennessee tomorrow. And by Thursday, it'll be over New Jersey as a depression, and then we'll go out into the Atlantic. And so it's going to have a long track and will continue as a disturbance out over the Atlantic, probably affecting eastern Canada. Wow. But here along the Gulf Coast, it will continue with periods of heavy rain for the rest of today, tonight, tomorrow, and will still be affected on Wednesday. But some good news, Thursday and Friday, some drier air will come down from the north and will lower the temperatures a little bit, especially at night. We'll see some readings in the 60s for Thursday night and Friday night, so that should be very pleasant. This is nothing unusual when a good strong storm moves on up the East Coast. It'll tend to bring some drier air in from the north.
Yeah, and what about those that really need it? It's, a million people right now in Louisiana without power from Ida. Will that cooler air get over for them?
It's going to dry out, definitely, even in Louisiana. In fact, a lot of the rain now is basically staying to the east of Louisiana, so they'll have some fairly decent conditions now to go out to various towns and inspect and help out in the damage. But most of the real heavy rain is to the east of Louisiana, and that's across Mississippi, Alabama, and even now northwest Florida.
Dr. Bill, give me your assessment of Ida, strength and that storm. Somebody was saying it made a list here, right? The fifth strongest storm to make landfall?
Well, this is certainly one of the top storms to make landfall in the country. As a winds of up to 150 miles per hour, I believe tied Laura last year, went into also into Louisiana. And ahead of that are storms like Michael and Camille, I believe Andrew, and of course the top one is the Labor Day storm of 1935 that went into the Florida Keys. So it's not that we're seeing more of these strong storms with 150 mile per hour winds or more. A lot of these may have occurred in the past, but we didn't have any way of measuring them. We didn't have any aircraft flying through, didn't have any satellites. Now we are able to detect these storms and get a lot more information. So you're seeing a higher frequency now of these Category 4 and 5 storms, mainly because of our ability to monitor, detect, and get all this data.
And being so good at calling where that landfall will be, you know, I mean, maybe get a little shift at the end with storms, but it's so good. You were telling us last week, you called this thing way early last week where it was going, and that kind of information gets people a chance to get out of the path of the storm. I mean, heck, if I live in coastal Louisiana, I mean, I'm getting out.
Well, one of the things that I talked about was the Gulf Loop Current, and the Gulf Loop Current was in position very similar to that of Katrina. and 16 or so years ago. And the storm went right across the loop current, and it had stayed to about 105 mile per hour winds as it went across the southeastern Gulf. And when it got into the central and north central Gulf, it went over that loop current, and it's extremely warm water, but not only at the surface, but at some depth. And so what happens when the storm goes over, it churns the water up, and instead of bringing cold water to the surface, it brings more warm water to the surface. And that's where the storm really exploded in size, just like Katrina did. It didn't get, quite the scale of Katrina, but it really intensified and went on up to 150 mile per hour sustained winds.
I know there's going to be a lot of information coming out as the weeks go by, and we'll see the amount of damage. Storm surge, obviously a big story when you have low relief place like Louisiana. That's a big story, and then but 150 mile per hour winds. I mean, that's devastating.
Yeah, so far we have had a lot of little tidbits in the way of video, but once they get out today and really start looking around, it's going to be incredible what that storm did. And particularly in areas like Houma, which was the first larger town that the storm went through.
All right, Dr. Bill, I ask this as we wrap up this part of our conversation. Is there anything else? I mean, it's that time of year.
We had briefly named storm, I believe it was Julian, way out in the Atlantic, and it has apparently dissipated. But now one of those areas out in the middle of the Atlantic is now Kate, but it's going to move to the north. However, there's another system coming off the African continent. In fact, it was so large that they were already indicating that it was going to become a depression before it even got off Africa. And so it looks like it's going to take more of a westerly track. So we may be watching that one for a while.
All right, Dr. Bill, we always watch it through your eyes, and we appreciate the updates, and we'll check back with you very soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with the eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. Man's been doing it for 40 years here and making the call and doing it correctly.